better late than never. Time to connect the dots. Speed up the clock. Hey, it's time to get your ass in gear. You know, I mean, if you understand what the phrase means, wake up, everybody. Time is passing you by. It's going faster every second, like at the end of the tape reel on a cassette player. If you're familiar with that, you know, there's the pickup reel, the feed reel, you know. You get to the end of the one side of the tape there. And one wheel is spinning fast. The other one, the pickup wheel, is spinning slower. But it's taking up so much on every spin that the tiny feed wheel, or the one it's pulling off of, is going super fast. And that's how time is playing itself out at the end of the song here. End of the age. End of the physical reality as we have known it. You know, they refer to it as 3D, D as in dimension, I explain that clearly. It's a zone of reality, a frequency zone of reality. And in this world here, all the people in charge do everything in their power to slow you down. Because in order to evolve into the higher reality, which would be 5G, which is where the Earth is going, is there ready? It's hanging on to both frequencies right now, our dear Mother Earth. But if you want to make it into the fifth dimension or zone of reality, you have to speed. And we're living in a world where we got speed traps when you drive around in a motor vehicle, all kinds of speed restrictions, anything to slow you down. And they make up all excuses about why we have to have them and blah, blah, blah. And there's so many delays, traffic light delays. You know, people want to move freely. We don't want to have to stop completely at a stop sign. That's oppression of our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We clearly can safely pull into traffic without making a full stop. Anybody that says we can't doesn't deserve any position of authority, because they're simply serving the dark side, which wants to keep us slow. You know, we need to speed up. Things are happening too fast. Look what's happening in government. We have to become aware of it. First of all, the real epidemic in the world today, it's called unresponsiveness, especially in the so-called democratic countries, where we've all been such a bunch of goody-goody two-shoes people. And there is a large percentage of the population that will not only follow what authorities say. Even if they tell you to jump off a cliff, you will go and jump off that cliff, because you have been indoctrinated. You're mind controlled by the authorities. They control you through the TV set. They control you through the internet. Now they control you through your cell phone. And they're controlling you evilly in other ways too. They're poisoning your water. They're poisoning the food. Psychopaths like Bill Gates is opening up, buying up all the farmland in America because he wants to inject all the food with his toxic viruses. Yeah, you know, he wants to get the people that were smart enough not to take the jab. He's going to start injecting the food sources we eat. And in fact, the food sources are contaminated already with all kinds of antibiotics and all kinds of fillers that are poisonous and bad for our health. But they're not happy with that. It's called the New World Order, Agenda 21, depopulation of humanity. This is the final battle playing out on all fronts. You know, it's the final spiritual battle. It's the final physical battle, you know, between the forces, the forces of the light that serves God, as we could easily say, and the dark forces who serve the false gods. We have religions out there that try to serve both. They have these things called doctrines. They make these books up that confuse the people. You know, one page is good advice, you know, the next page is bad advice. All the religions are contaminated. Religion is not a necessity. It's called spirituality. It's called connection with your higher self. It's called connection with the single source of all there is. Anyhow, this battle continues, and people are passively, especially in places like America and in Great Britain and in all the so-called white countries, we're too much of pacifist, and the dark side is taking advantage of that. They've seen how stupid you were to allow yourself to be tricked by the authoritative figures and the so-called authoritative news. The news is run by the bad guys, and they trick you with misinformation, clever wording, and you keep falling for it. You know, they recently had that meeting over in Davos, up in the mountains in Europe there, and man, they were laughing their ass off, if you had been there, you know, talking about, not in front of the cameras, but amongst themselves, how stupid the human race is. Boy, we tricked millions of people into killing themselves and suffering and all that. Anyway, that's good for our demon friends whom we pay homage to, who made us wealthy, and that's why we pay them back by making the world suffer and killing people needlessly, because that's how we got so rich, obeying the sadistic commands of the demons that possess us. And that's what they were laughing at. The people are so stupid. We're going to get a new wave of make-believe COVID out there, and we're going to trick them again into injecting all kinds of bad poisons that shouldn't be in their system. They're laughing their guts off. They're on the floor laughing on the way back from the meeting. They're laughing themselves silly, you know, about how stupid people are to believe the authorities. The authorities are the bad guys. All the authorities, the official authorities, few exceptions, the majority of them are owned by the dark forces, which are owned by the evil ETs. Yeah, and the evil spirit beings that infest our planet still. You know, removal will be a relief for all of us when it happens. And it looks like that group called the Galactic Federation or the Galactic Confederation. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Is there anyone out there that can definitely say, what is it? The Galactic Federation, the Galactic Federation of Light, or the Galactic Confederation? Are they all the same thing? Or is one a deceiver? Or is two a deceiver? Or are they all deceivers? I mean, this thing has been going on for years now. They've been working to do it, telling us about how they do things, been doing things for us. And yet we don't really have any proof of it, you know. We want to believe because we're a believable race, you know, makes us, I guess, very gullible. But the people in Davos, they think of us no more than cockroaches, and they want to eliminate us. How do you eliminate cockroaches? Spray them with poisons. And that's what they're doing. The chemtrail planes are right back in full force again. Not one politician on the face of the earth is publicly addressing this issue. Not one. You know? Well, if they are, how come we can't hear them? You know? Not politicians, you know? I mean, there's people on the internet. I'm on Twitter. Hey, you guys ought to visit me on Twitter. Tom Edison Prez, P-R-E-Z. That's my hashtag. A lot of, you know, usually I try to be supportive of what other people are saying. But because I found out if I just try to make my own statements, nobody gets to hear them. I get no results. Not that I'm not saying anything interesting. It's the fact that Twitter is against people like me, you know. They probably would love to not have me there because I'm supportive of the people that bring out the truth. And the truth is, those people that went to Davos, they were planning what more they could do to screw up the human race, to kill us off sooner than our appointed time or whatever. But they are bringing out all the heavy guns now, you know? There's that talk of Bill Gates wanting to poison the food supply with the poisonous vaccines. Of course, they're not really vaccines. They're toxic concoctions. In fact, we ought to start referring to them that. Oh, you mean the pharmaceutical toxic concoctions? You know? By definition, you can't have a vaccine for something you haven't identified, and nobody has any proof they've identified the mystery cootie bug that they've called COVID cootie bug. And just like the game of you got the cooties, and you attack somebody, you get the cooties. And that's how stupid the whole thing has been. And they've told you that. Yeah, like, don't touch anybody. Oh, don't breathe on anybody. Don't hug anybody. Because you might give them the cooties. The COVID cootie. And people are dropping dead like flies, and they're going to continue to do it. Because sometimes they just have to get, the people have to be given the boosters, which are even more toxic than the original ones. And then a certain percentage of the population lucked out, and they were given placebos just to show that not everybody dies from it. But everybody who was dealt the toxic poison, they're either dead now or on their way out. And that pretty much can be documented. The point here is the human race is suffering from unresponsiveness. I'll prove it to you right now. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. I don't give a shit what you want to talk about. Just pick up, you're listening to my voice, pick up your phone and call in right now. And most of you don't even know how to be responsive to an invitation like that. And on my show, you can talk about anything you want, pretty much, really. There's no censors going to come on and shut us down, nor is the government going to get involved and shut this broadcast down. You know? If I was on AM radio getting paid a big salary, yeah, the government would be ready to pull the plug on my broadcast if I talked about certain things that they didn't want. And, of course, who's the government? The government is the New World Order puppets that you've elected. Yeah, you've elected more New World Order puppets. Chances are just about anyone who's a Democrat or Republican is a New World Order puppet. They could be independent soon. But that's the situation. All the big parties in the other countries, same situation. And you people get lied to every election time. It's important to go out and vote. What's the point of being so important to go out and vote if all the candidates running, they're all crooks? They're all puppets. If they've had a career, if they're a member of the Democrat or Republican Party in the U.S., chances are they're crooks. That includes President Trump, too. yeah, he's just a different kind of crook. He wasn't going to follow the orders of the New World Order, but that didn't, we can't, he's still a crook, you know? The only people that might not be crooks that would be, if they were really elected, would be poor people. Of course, they would be the ones most easily bribed to and fall for the bribe money or the blackmail. They'd put the honey drippers out there and catch them with that and get rid of them. And this is a crazy situation I got. But if you can think back in 1776, just in case, like, maybe not everybody's listening to the show on the computer where the phone numbers are. Hey, toll-free number, 888-627-6008. Now that you've got the number, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And if you have a phone, who doesn't have a phone nowadays? Prove to me that everybody is not, that there isn't an epidemic of unresponsiveness, you know? I'm putting the audience to the test. Prove to me that there's at least one or two people that are responsive. Okay, it's my show. I'm the radio host. My name is Tom Edison. I am a 2024 presidential candidate as a writing candidate because I don't have to jump through the hoops like the other candidates do. If you're a member of a political party, oh, you have to jump through the hoops. That's why it's so hard for third party candidates, because you got to have a lot of money to get everything ready. Best way to get rid of the Democrats and Republicans, elect a common person like myself. I'm the common man candidate. I've got the knowledge far superior. If you took every person in the U.S. Congress and took all their friends and relatives and rich people friends and put them all in a room and they were to weigh all their knowledge against me, they wouldn't have a chance. That's how stupid they are, you know? And please, you know, they would have to prove otherwise. And they could Google questions and everything like that. But I've got the experience in life that they can never get by being rich dudes, by being politicians, you know? When you're an average common person, you get learn certain lessons in life that the rich people never get to learn, because you're never amongst the common people as a common person, and therefore they've made movies about that, The Prince and the Pauper, and, you know, changed positions and stuff like that. No, but you got to be really born poor and have an understanding of what it is to be poor. And very few, where money is scarcity, getting from one week to the next paycheck to paycheck, or sometimes day to day, you don't know about what that's all about. And you don't get to have those conversations, and you don't get to mingle with those people that are out there doing the same day-to-day living as you had to do. And these are the people that you elect. You elect the people born with the silver spoons in the mail. Perfect example, President Trump. And how about all those other filthy rich people in the Congress? You know, Chucky Boy. And all the other Pelosi, you know, the inside traders, the people who, when they were in government and still are, many of them, they invent all these make-believe plans to help other people out. And they know how to make sure all the money that's appropriated for these plans falls back in their pocket. You know? Anyway, where from, you know, only 1% to maybe not even 10%, 1% to 5% of the money that they appropriate for these projects actually gets used on the projects. The rest of it falls back as bribe money into their pockets. And they launder it through places like the Ukraine. You know? Hey, the simple solution to the Ukraine, that evil Zelensky and all his friends need to resign from their positions of authority. And then I think Putin wouldn't have any problem talking peace. But until that happens, there will be no peace there, because Putin is no fool, and he knows how crooked the Ukrainian government is. And what more can I say than that? You know why everybody is ramping up against Putin? Because he threw the Rothschilds central bankers out of his country. Not necessarily him himself, but the Russian government did it. I don't know if they did it under Putin or whatever, but the Rothschilds no longer have a foothold in the Russian government, maybe one or two other small countries in the world. And that's why they're beating the war drums to round up as much support for the Ukraine as possible, because they want to get back at the man and the country that snubbed them big time. And, you know, people, you got to stand up, you know. There's a famous line in a movie on the waterfront. Famous actor Marlon Brando, a lot of other famous actors in there, and the crooked guy who runs the waterfront mafia. He goes, "They're dusting off the hot seat for me." Well, that's exactly what the people in Davos are doing. They're dusting off the hot seat for you. You know? They're going to try to trick another group of stupid humans with more toxic so-called vaccines to volunteer to kill themselves. And like I said, they're telling jokes and laughing themselves silly over in Davos. I mean, sure, it's all come to an end now, I think, but they've been rolling on the floor and laughing since they got there, thinking about all the funny ways they can get the stupid people that believe their governments and follow the orders, no matter how stupid they are. What's the most funniest scam they came up with? Let's instruct the people to stick their, if you're not, don't want to take the vaccine to protect yourself, here's plan B. Stick your head in your gas oven and turn the gas on, but don't light the burners. Just turn the gas on. And just a short amount of time, that will kill any COVID germs you have and any of the variants too. Do that. It'll work. You know? That's how stupid they believe you are, and you're just about that stupid if you took the vaccine. I feel sorry for you people that did. Some of you lucked out and a couple of disables, but too many of you didn't. But they got more things cooked up like that. And then they, you know, the only laws they want to make are laws that take away more of your rights. And they're thinking of, you know, reinstating the emergency situation. You know, they can play this out forever. Hey, they're the lawmakers. You know, they control all the key pieces on the board. And the only way this is going to end is when you, the people, declare another Declaration of Independence. You know, the original Declaration of Independence, 1776, it was the people here on the North American continent who wanted to declare their sovereignty from British control. And because they were getting taxed by the English. And the battle cry was no taxation without representation. And that was the start of something good. But it didn't take long until they retook America. You just didn't know about it when it happened. Right now, look it up. We have the United States Corporation of America. America, the real America, founded by the Constitution, was swept under the carpet back in the late 1800s. And who did that? The government did it. And they didn't tell you what they were really doing. You know, and then they imposed. Remember, the original plan was taxes were going to be voluntary. Well, you know, once the corporation was formed, they went haywire. They knew they had duped the whole country. So let's keep on duping them. Let's create a federal tax. Let's create an IRS to see that the taxes are paid. Let's create fake money by creating a Federal Reserve. You know, they use that word federal. Of course, it's private corporation, banking corporation, held by the big shots like the Bank of England, the Rothschilds, and all the other key bankers. And that's where we're at today. And so look what happened with the fake president, the cheating president who didn't really win the election. He was the lucky guy of the party that cheated the best to win the election and cheated the most. And they proved it because they got the most electoral votes that they pushed forth, whether it was true or not. They claimed it to be true, and they got their fearless leader, Clown Biden, there, and of course the Congress is all owned by the New World Order, and they appropriated, you know, say all these criminals are in bed with each other, so I guarantee the war in Ukraine, the Russians were pushed into doing something that they probably didn't want to do, but the New World Order pushed them because they wanted to start a new war. You know, that's how they keep the population under control. There's always got to be a war going on, you know. And you think about it, you know, he used to say, no, we have a war every 25 years. No. The wars have really, between World War One and World War Two, there was a short gap there. What was it called? The Roaring Twenties. Then it was the rise of the Nazis. And the Nazis are still in charge to some extent. They're part of the New World Order. And Hitler boy was one of the first New World Order guys, and now his one of his obedient followers, Clauss, head of the World Economic Foundation, and the European Union is in with the New World Order too. And guess what they're doing to make your life even more miserable? European Union, yeah, they're the same thing as the Illuminati, same thing as the Freemason top hierarchy, same thing as the Rothschild banking family. Same thing as all the Rockefellers, Crooked Rockefeller organization. The same thing as the Crooked Bush family. They're all in it together. Don't you get it? You know, and all the other crooks in the world, Ukraine, oh yeah, they're amongst the top of the New World Order group now, because they're the official money launderers. So when Biden, the Congress appropriates $45 billion for this criminal Zelensky so he can fight a war, cause more suffering, and keep an ongoing war going, and displace more of his own people, which he doesn't give a crap about. When they appropriated all that money for his country, very little of it gets there. Most of it falls back into the pockets of the politicians here. And, of course, the president signed it, okayed it, so he gets his share of the bribe money. Zelensky, of course, gets his share of the appropriated money because he's a money launderer. Very little of it is a benefit to the Ukrainian people. Very, very little of it. Probably less than 10% of it. The rest is all bribe money that you, the taxpayers, have to foot the bill for, whether you like it or not. Because that's the type of government we have. We have a republic here in the United States. You know, it's not a democracy. It's a republic. And in a republic, I've said it before and I'll say it again, in a republic, the representatives, your elected representatives, have all the power and you have none. And the bit about going out and voting, well, if you vote for a Democrat or a Republican, you are wasting your vote. Because this, it's proved that they have been... Trump, without even trying, proved that he had both, when he was elected, he had both the House and the Senate. What did he accomplish with the crooked government? Nothing. He had to do all specialty things there. And who was the people he appointed? They were all backstabbers and traitors. And they didn't, none of them did anything for the American people. Sure, he's great. They're great. Got a great slogan, Make America Great Again. But he's not the guy who's going to do it, because you know, he's crooking his own way, too. You know, and he stupidly wasn't an anti-vaxxer. It shows you how stupid he was, and he was willing to allow innocent people to die. How can he not know how crooked the whole thing was? And what about the crooked American politicians that made the law that vaccine companies couldn't be sued? How about that? For damages. That was done, I think, under Obama, another criminal who got elected president. Who elected that? You, the stupid people, you know? All you dumb, especially you dumb, dark-skinned people, but because Obama had darker skin, that he was going to be your brother, your bro. Well, You went and elected somebody who just went on to destroy America further. And the Clintons, of course, hey, you know, they're crooks and criminals from a long way back. And what do you think they organized all that aid for Haiti? Because they got to keep probably 90% of it. And, you know, few other bombs had to be greased, I guess, to make it happen. But they kept most of it. And the people in Haiti, they probably got close to nothing. You know? So, and that's the way it's done. You don't understand that yet. That's why you have to get together with your friends on the street corner or what. You know, or wherever you meet up with people socially and start talking about, hey, we the people have to declare our freedom again. You know, And we have to maybe even declare our freedom from the state governments, because state governments are just about as corrupt as the federal government. I mean, it also, we could get all the politicians out of the government. It's called the constitutional, call for a constitutional congressional meeting of the states, and they could eliminate everyone in the Congress, which would be good, really, because none of them are worth anything except crooks. And they're worth something to the people who want to bribe them to pass legislation that serves them. Okay. A convention of states, it's called. COS. There's a group at their convention of states. Another unresponsive group. Another group you can't contact personally. They want you to leave your email and this and that, but you can't contact them personally. And all they want is your donations, another fake group. What good is a convention of states organization when you can't organize it? Hey, I'd do my best if there's people out there willing to support me. It takes money to go out on the campaign trail, rent the place. I sure got a lot more interesting things to say than Donald Trump, And I certainly got a lot more things to say than all the Democrats put together. And what can I say? The way I see, only way I see, best way for, easiest way for me to win. All you members of the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, vote for me, the write-in candidate. And do behind-the-scene work to have electoral voters that are going to vote for me when I win a popular vote in every state. I need people to take care of those details because I don't have the money to do it. President Trump, the big billionaire who was, telling us he didn't take a salary, blah, blah, blah. Well, of course, he had so much money or he had so much credit to get the money. He could have won the election. He didn't have his bases covered. Con artist. He thought that he didn't have to pay extra money. He didn't even know who he was up against, the New World Order. He didn't take it seriously. Never underestimate your enemy. So that's the kind of situation we have. We need a new Declaration of Independence. In fact, you ought to do it. Begin doing it. If you have, you and your friends can get a group together, and you'll probably need to get the local county sheriff in on it, or the local head of police in on it, because by declaring your sovereignty, you have to declare that you're going to choose not to follow state and federal regulations that don't make any sense. And that's most of the laws, really. They're not out there to serve the people. They're out there to impoverish the people. All you racial fanatics that want to call white people racist, which means you're probably of the Afro-American group, you complain about the police brutality. I mean, are you all brain dead? If you want the police not to mistreat you, you have to have control of the police department, which means you have to meet personally with your police department and tell them face to face, we want you to enforce only what we want you to enforce. We don't want you to just go out and victimize us because we're breaking evil state laws or evil federal laws. We want you to come to our need and help when we need you. We don't want you interfering in situations that we can handle ourselves. And we want you to only arrest the real criminals, and we don't want you victimizing us just because, you know, we've got a different colored skin. If you don't take the time to do that, you people that want to call the white people racist, you're stupid, okay? It's not that you can't solve the problem there, but if you're looking to the current government to solve your problem, it's not going to happen because the government wants to make more problems for you. The government wants to keep you enslaved. The government wants to take away your rights, the current governments we have. And that includes the state governments and the federal governments. You know, stop glorifying people like the governor of Florida. Sure, he's better than the rest, but is he really giving people freedom down there? Total freedom to live out, you know, experience life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Come on, the criminals are known in every town and every neighborhood. It's known who the criminals are. Unless we have real civilian ownership of the police where we can point them out, and they are willing to follow the orders of the local population and saying, get that group of drug dealers off our street. And they wouldn't be on the street if we just legalized all drugs. It's that simple. There's a solution right there. That's why drug addiction continues, and that's why violence continues with drug sales. Because if people, it's life, you're depriving people of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know? Person ought to be able to get as high as they want, as wasted as they want, as long as they don't go out there after getting that wasted and do some other people harm. You know? And we need, a rotating police department. Everyone has a gun. No, it won't be Wild West City. It will be amongst the gangs, but in order to take down the gangs, you need weapons to do that. They're not going to give up their weapons. And when you have a vigilante policing of your neighborhood with armed vigilantes, they will know how to confront the situation. And this whole idea of placing no guns allowed here, no guns allowed there, that's not going to stop the criminals. They love those places because they know there's too many law-abiding people that will not bring their weapons with them into those zones. And they know they can pull the gun on you. And chances are you don't have one on you because you're obeying the law. Yeah. That's how stupid all the gun stuff is. You know? And the fact that all these regulations making people register to get guns, it's simple. You take a photo ID and then when they buy it, and that's it. You know who has the gun. Once you deprive people and make it too difficult, they'll buy the guns on the black market. They might have to pay a little more, but government won't know if they have one, and most people would prefer it like that, you know? Why do people need AR-15s to protect themselves from the government and the crazy people that are mind-controlled to go out there and use them in mass violence for no reason at all? And again, you have to start, people, if you're listening to my voice, you have to start setting up alternative forms of government that are not simply willing to follow the unjust rules that we are forced to live our lives by. There's just too many bad laws on the books that take away our rights and for no reason at all except to control us. And that's how the New World Order plans to really do their best to destroy every society on Earth. And they're succeeding at it. Look what they've done to all the once good countries. Look what they're doing to America. Look what they're doing to United Kingdom. And then there's that evil European Union. And when they were elected, group of rich people got together and decided to appoint themselves. And they're trying to make rules for all of Europe. And it's just running into problems. Of course, New World Order wants problems. They love the European Union, They're like they're the leader in the pack there over in Europe. And whatever happened to all the peace protesters? Why aren't there anybody with this war thing going to the air now, just about, in the Ukraine? Where are all the peace groups? I don't see any news coverage of them. Well, what do you want? They won't get any news coverage either. But they need to be out there and they need to be doing it. Not that the government is going to listen to them, but it needs to be, talked about more. That, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing, with the exception of the people who make money off it. The New World Order, who wants chaos in every country in the world. The weapons manufacturers, it's good for those certain groups. And it's good for control of the masses. Because you can create things like martial law, which takes away all their rights. Isn't that wonderful? But you're all playing into that. Can't you see the end game here? They're going to have all your rights, the people, to the point of when the people don't comply to what your government has ordered you to do. When they tell you to stand on your head for 10 hours of every day to get rid of the cootie bug COVID, and you stupidly do it, and if they see you're not doing that, they throw you in jail. That's where it's leading to things that ridiculous. And you're just sitting on your hands passively allowing this to happen. It's not going to stop on its own. As far as it stopping, the best thing we have is the ETs, that promised thing called the event, when the extraterrestrial good guys land their craft on Earth and begin to physically remove all the gates, the faucets, and et cetera, et cetera. Gates. His first name should be Devil. It has a nice ring to it in a way. Devil Gates. Yeah. Well, they're putting up Devil Gates around every neighborhood. They got the 15-minute neighborhoods when they got the... to try to keep you confined. That, it's like it's an outdoor prison, You get to go within 15 minutes of your home, and that's it. No more. In order to go into the next zone, you have to have a pass. You have to ask permission from your evil government. Dear evil government, can I drive to my friend's house two blocks past my zone? And they'll say yes, but don't make a habit of it. And then you'll have to ask every time you do that. And then they'll be selling passes so you don't have to ask anymore. And making you a poor person, forcing you to jump through the hoops, as the saying goes. Well, I guess I proved my point. there is an epidemic of unresponsiveness. I sincerely asked near the beginning of the show someone to call in, talk about anything, just to prove to me that there are a few people left in this world who are responsive. You know, the amount of things I talk about, I would think there would be more callers. Sometimes I wonder, is my radio broadcast being stifled somehow by the dark side, and very few people get to hear it. But putting all that aside, I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, there's a site to go to on Twitter. Remember, you can go to Twitter and visit and get to see the tweets. And usually a lot of the people, the starseeds, have a pin, what's called a pin tweet. It'll be the first one. It's important to declare your sovereignty spiritually given, because most of us, before we were born, our soul, our personality, had to in some way agree to abide by certain rules. So we want to avoid V-O-I-D, those contracts. Now we do it with what's called a declaration of sovereignty. So there's three good ones there. If you can go to Twitter, and the hashtag would be TurianLight888. That's a capital T, lowercase AURENN, capital L, lowercase IGHT, TurianLight888, the numerals 888. That's it. The hashtag being TurianLight888. And you can find the Declaration of Sovereignty. There are three of them. And you should take the time to do them. You might not even know what you're doing it for, but it would be a good point to do them. Because from what I hear, just about everybody had to agree to certain things to be able to come to Earth to experience the reality here, because this is it's a decimal planet, if you know what that is. Well, you would have to have come acquainted with certain things as the fifth apocryphal revelation, which explains how the universe basically works. Many hundreds of the main celestial characters that monitor and do different things. Not all of them, there's too many. There's an infinite number of creations out there. So it's important to focus on the ones that are more related to your sector of reality, which is the sector of planet Earth, and what we probably refer to as the solar system, the planets that revolve around our sun, otherwise sometimes referred to as Sol, S-O-L. And we need to interact with the invisible realms. It's an important part of being human. We need to seek out telepathic communication. And if you're willing to have that bowl of soup with someone like me, well, you'll have to. You'll have to prepare yourself, because when you're doing the Declaration of Sovereignty, you need to do each, there's three of them there. At Taurean, T-A-U-R-E-A-N-L-I-G-H-T, 888. There's three declarations of sovereignty, and you need to do each one, vocalize it three times out loud, and try to grasp and picture in your mind what you're declaring your sovereignty from. And this is an educational show. I hear that 528 hertz repairs DNA. Well, get yourself a tuning device or get a tuning fork made, custom made one for 528. And then wing it daily. Participate in the mass meditations. Everybody needs to bring a little more love into this world. Do your part. Do something, you know? Declare your sovereignty from the dark side. Declare your sovereignty from all evil beings that might be influencing you, hanging on to you, monkeys on your back, that follow you around and suck your natural energy from you. Energy vampires, they call them. Many of you may be followed by them around. You have to look into these things. You have to start doing things for yourself. Forget about the notion that government, the present-day governments are your enemy. They're not going to do anything good for you. They're going, next thing, they will be telling you to stick your head in the oven and turn on the gas, but don't light the flame. And many of you are that stupid, you follow those instructions because you were brainwashed as childhood to obediently follow any instructions, and you have no business thinking for yourself. Hey, I mean, that's the kind of world we live in. Listen, we're coming down near to the end of the show. After all that stuff, well, I proved my point. We have an unresponsive listening audience, that's for sure, and there's unresponsive people all over the place. It's at epidemic proportions, and as far as government goes, they're totally unresponsive, unless there's bribe money out there. So when you're thinking about doing, getting together and doing a protest, well, you better have some follow-up consequences for the government where it doesn't respond, because it won't. But we do have to have more peace protests out there. And I guess some civil disobedience to go on with that. But there's like two wars going on here. And spiritually, we have to be more loving, more kind, and projecting love. And to speak about the power of love, I have videos out there. I got 29 out there now. So the first week, it's only been up 2 weeks. It's called Beatlemania in America. You know, I don't make any money off this if you view it. It's there for entertainment and educational purposes, historical educational purposes. It's 10 minutes long. I call it a documentary. But it's also entertaining and very informative, and it focuses on the power of love. That's what was behind Beatlemania, and that's what caused the air to sizzle at Shea Stadium, at the first Shea Stadium concert. The air sizzling. The power of love caused the air to sizzle. The love of the fans for the Beatles. Pure love from young adults and some older ones too, being projected out there into the air, made every molecule of air sizzle. I talk about it, and you'll hear the roar of the crowd in my video near the end of the Shea Stadium segment. There's several segments going on. And I do a little narrative. I only wish the Beatles knew how they changed America. They, you know, they opened up our hearts. They opened up our minds. And so, it's called Beatlemania in America. Now, the first week it was out, you could just Google it. And it was there at different positions. I mean, the first couple of days was there at position 6 on the videos. Then it was position 8. Then it was position 10. Then position 15. Then went back to position 8. Then it went down to position 18. Then it went back to position 12. And back and forth every day. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't there anymore. So I scrolled down all the way just to make sure if I'm telling people to look for it, they'll be able to find it. I mean, of course, it's on YouTube. But Google decided to shorten their list of Beatle-related things. I mean, if the machines were working properly, I'm the only one who has a YouTube out there called Beatlemania in America. I've got the only one title that has those three words like I put used in my title. The only one. So technically you should be able to Google that and get it, but you won't right away. They make you work for it because they lessen the amount of YouTubes they want to have out there, and you'll see about 15 to 20. And then it'll go down to other things related to the Beatles, and you got to keep scrolling down and scrolling down. And then they'll say more results, and then scrolling down to the bottom, and there's something you have to click on there. It says to re-go through the list showing the things that were omitted. Once you click on that, and start heading down. My Beatlemania in America will show up somewhere between 10 and 18. Then you can find it again and you can just click on it. But the easier way to find my Beatlemania in America, I said, I've got the only one out there of all the Beatlemania related videos. I've got the only one titled Beatlemania in America. Three words. So what you do is in the Google bar, hit YouTube. Then the YouTube thing will give you choices. You pick videos. It'll take you to the video screen with the search bar. Type in those three words, Beatlemania in America, and I'll be number 2 or 3, something like that. Do you think they would have me first when I'm the only one using those three words in that order? But I'm number 3 or 4, something like that, and that's an easy way to find it. Go to YouTube, click on videos. In the search bar, type in Beatlemania in America. And scrolling down, I'll be the 3rd or 4th, something like that. Mine is 10 minutes, 4 seconds long. And it'll be the one where you'll see girls holding a sign, we love you, never leave us. And watch it, because there's a lesson of love there and documentation that what love could create, and pictures of how it made people act. You know, America fell in love with the Beatles, and the Beatles projected love in their performances and their personalities, their outgoing love in their personalities, and that's what created Beatlemania. Okay, it comes to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. If any of you people have friends with telephones, this is a call and radio show. participation would help cure you, listening audience, from unresponsiveness. It's an epidemic proportion, and there is no vaccine for it. You'll get to hear my anthem at the end of this show. I gotta be somebody first. You'll hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? You can click that in on when you're on YouTube. Are You the Party in P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N Kind? I'm the only one with all those words in a row like that. And you'll watch that video and you'll see what the party in kind looks like and what it is to be the party in kind. Anyhow, you'll just get to hear the end guitar solo followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. And it's time to get take us out of here, Mr. Engineer. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.